Episode 70, The Road Ahead. Hey guys, it's David here, and welcome to another Ordering Chaos discussion. Today I'm joined once again by a guest star who's been on many times, Spirit.
Hey guys.
And today we're going to be talking about, first of all, the new content in the patch that we had last week. And we're also going to be talking about the 2-year anniversary and how things have changed since then. So let's start with one of the most prominent things of the patch, which is the new mounts. They added a few new mounts. I'm not sure how many they added, because I don't really remember how many new ones they added since like the actual update. But I think they added at least the lion, right?
They added a lion,
yeah.
Two horses, and I think they're gonna add an undead dog soon.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are requesting for it.
Yeah.
New mounts are found in Frostland and Underrealm.
Yeah. And it's found at where some of the dailies are for level 70, so you can look around there and it'll spawn eventually.
It should say a message on the chat when one of the rare mounts spawns.
Yeah, it does.
And usually, if you don't find any of those mounts, there's usually like other chinchillas that spawn or other type of crap.
Yeah, less rare mounts. Yeah, and I think the coolest one is definitely the lion, because it's I think it's the biggest mount in the game, and it just looks the coolest. And yeah. I think it's also the rarest too, because I've only seen like one or two people with it on our server. It's like blue, and it matches the Frostland theme.
I think it's called Lion King something. The horses are pretty sick too.
Yeah.
Because one's like on fire and the other one's on lightning.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like lightning on his crest and stuff.
Yeah, and I think like the majority of the mounts are found at right above Exile's Village in Underrealm at that daily, and also at Icefield. You can find both of them there.
At Exile's Village, like in the daily place, you can also find the pet, the magic one.
Yes, you can.
And magic spiel, Vicky, something like that.
I think that's actually the one that you buy with runes, but I think they're called Stan, like variations of the word Stan.
Yeah, the mounts you buy with runes you can actually find throughout the game, but it's like catching a mount, but it's harder to get them.
Yeah.
They're epic.
And apparently they run really fast, so you have to like catch up to them and then cast your bond stone and try to follow them with your mount, I guess.
A lot of people use the 50% chance bond stones.
Yeah.
Since like they would spend less money on buying the bond stone instead of buying the pet.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever bought one of those, but I know a lot of people do because they want to get the mounts or pets.
You know that pet that's in the niche shop? It's like 699 runes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who would buy for that?
I've seen people who have bought it just because they think it looks cute.
Does it give like 5% bonuses on everything, like spell critical and like critical chance and something for the all team?
Yeah, that's.
I think that's what it does.
That's the main purpose of the pets. Like, they're not just for show anymore. And we used to have pets that were just for show. Like, those pets were basically useless. They just looked cool, and you could just brag about them, except everyone had them, so you couldn't really brag. But these ones now actually have a purpose, and they buff your team, and they give you guys, like, health bonuses, mana bonuses, etc.
And I guess this is why Gameloft doesn't allow us to use mounts in dungeons, because soon we're going to use these pets in dungeons.
Yeah. I think you can actually use pets in dungeons, though. Like I think
yeah, you can, but not mounts, like the big ones.
People will actually use the pets in dungeons than the new ones.
Yeah, they're going to be very helpful. Each class can have their own pet, and it helps the old team.
Yeah, if you can find them, though, because they're really hard to find, and they don't spawn
or just buy
too
them.
Often.
Well, that's your choice.
Yeah, or just buy them.
Sure, buy them.
Yeah, true. So, what's another cool mount? The horse is pretty cool, like the ice horse.
I like the horse, though, because all my characters are humans, so...
Yeah. I mean, the new mounts are basically just, like, frost versions of the old mounts. The new wolf is just, like, a frost version of the epic lava wolf, which looked like the coolest thing ever. And it doesn't look that cool, but I would still take it if I got it.
A lot of people, like, bought runes to get all these monsters and stuff during the rain sale.
Yeah.
I guess that was a good chance to buy them.
Hopefully people still have a lot of exhaust tabs for the new dungeons.
They should make new ones, because if we can't use the 60 ones, the level 60 ones anymore, so...
I mean, that's one thing that we can actually look forward to now. And this ties into the 2-year anniversary, which actually passed this last week. And I've been thinking about this a lot and how the game has changed in the past 2 years when level 60 was the endgame content. And it's the same in a lot of ways, except there was just a lot less to do back then. There were no PvP arenas, and there are today, even if there's only three and they haven't added any new ones. There's new gear that you can make with dailies, and there didn't used to be level 60 dailies. It was just like level 55 dailies that you did for gold. And then crafting actually has a purpose now, and before, people crafted items just to sell them on the auction house, and some people used them. There really weren't a lot of good items to equip back then.
That was like at the start of the game, when people used to equip them, yeah.
One of the only things that we did back then was just like farm world bosses, and the only world boss that was notable was the Elemental King. The only other thing that we did was PvP at Vegas Square, which is actually really fun. That was really fun.
Guild Wars, ranges that kept stunning people, like, for no reason.
That's probably the main advantage that the level 60 cap had over the level 70 cap, because guilds were really tight, and they liked to do PvP a lot. And it was probably one of the funnest aspects of the game to have a guild go into Vega or Swamp of Worms and just do PvP against other guilds. And now people don't do that as much, so... just having, like, 2v2 or 4v4 PvP arenas isn't as fun as having, like, 30 versus 30 in a PvP zone.
Or even more, because, like, there could be as much people as they want in the PvP areas. Now it's, like, it's not balanced anymore because people have PvP gear, and it's not as fun as before.
And back then, like, Gameloft didn't have any endgame content, pretty much. Just the endgame was basically getting to 60. So we had to make our own endgame content, and we created PvP wars, and we had like tournaments on the server for PvP, and we made our own endgame, and that was what made it really fun. And now Gameloft has made like a partial endgame for level 70, and for some reason I just don't find it as fun. I don't log on my level 70s that much, except for doing dailies, and I guess I could do PvP arenas, but I'm kind of tired of doing the same ones over and over, so that's
one... They should add new maps if they want us to do PvP arenas.
Yeah, PvP and like an open zone with guilds versus guilds is pretty much the only thing that I miss from the level 60 content, but I mean, now they've added a ton of stuff. They have new world bosses that actually have a purpose, and these world bosses, if you guys don't know, they are dropping epics from time to time.
Which is the epics you could get from crafting.
Yeah, the T3 epics at Generator's Temple.
The only thing I've seen now is the weapons, so I'm not sure about the armor yet.
Yeah, they're not dropping the armor.
Yeah,
no one's seen it.
I've seen a guy with a shield and a guy with that wand thingy.
Yeah, I mean, I actually bought the wand myself, so it's not that hard to get. But it's better because then you don't have to farm those essences for 5 days to get something if you just get it off a world boss. Also, one thing that used to be for world bosses was that you had to get the most damage on it in order to get the loot for it. So people would fight over that for Elemental King, and they'd get like high DPS teams with a monk or something. And now Gameloft made it so that whoever gets the first hit, if they're teamed or not, and even if they die, they get the loot. So that leads to a lot of chaos at world bosses. People are just pulling the boss, like rangers mostly, are just like rapid-shotting the boss and then pulling it to a whole group that's probably not ready yet because they're setting up the heals glitch, which is where people invite others and then they have to log off and then everyone gets healed. And they're just creating chaos because they want to get the loot for it. And not always
an epic drop. Yes.
Yeah. And I admit I am guilty of doing that as well on my ranger. If you guys want to blame Xenocide, since some people are doing, just don't, because I want to let you know that I'm doing it like when I'm unteamed. So it's just me that you want to blame if you want to do that. But But usually I only do it when, like, most of the people are heal glitched anyways, so I'm not
too evil. So everyone will start blaming David for everything.
Well, I mean, you can, but just don't blame my guild for everything. But it's actually really fun trying to get the first hit.
How long does it take to reset, like, the old boss, the boss to spawn?
It takes quite a while. I'd say, like, usually by 3/4 health, they can get resetted. But after that, people don't tend to reset it a lot. But some people are stupid enough that they, like, a whole group of people just stands in one place, and they're all, like, archers and mages, and they just attack him. And then he goes too far away from his spawn point, and then he gets resetted.
That's dumb. They should, like, circle him and then just, I don't know, go from there. Oh, wait. What? You talk.
Okay. Well, I was just going to name the four bosses and then rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how hard they are. If you guys don't know, you get the dailies at level 70 from Generator's Temple, and you get two a day where you have to kill two different bosses, and the rewards are the mechanical gear and Fragment of God, and Fragment of God helps create Essence of God, which, and both of Mechanical Gear and Essence of God create the T3 gear. And,
you put purchase with it.
Yeah. You can also buy Essences of God for runes, but
that's they're currently on sale, so if you really want them, just buy them now.
Yeah. They're 20 runes off, so instead of 100, they're 80 now for two.
Yeah. And that's for two, yeah.
But the world bosses are named Palu the Slayer, Jelinu, let's see, Mado, I forgot, oh yeah, the King of Ice Beasts, which is actually just a huge version of Kermode. And I'd say Palu the Slayer, I'd give him an 8 out of 10 for how hard he is. He's pretty damn hard. King of Ice Beasts, I'd probably give a 6 or a 7. He's not too hard, because apparently some people can actually glitch him into one spot and one-man him. That's what I've heard. So that's why I give him a lower rating. Jelinu, I'd give a 5. And this is assuming, like, you have heals with you. If you have a healer with you, Jelinu is super easy. And he doesn't hit too hard, so he's really easy. And then Mado, I'd give a 7, probably. So he's not really that hard. You can actually glitch him into a rock, which I've never done, but people do that, and it's really annoying, and not everyone gets hit on him, and they don't get credit for the kill.
So far, Jelinu is the easiest and the weakest boss.
Yeah. Out of all of them. Yeah, he is.
Okay.
And then Palu is just, he's just really hard, because he does the most AoE, actually, so you actually really need a healer with you. It also depends on the mobs that are surrounding you. Like, for the King of Ice Beasts, those mobs really hit hard. They do, like, 3k every hit. Palus, they do about the same. Jelinus, those ones are probably the easiest mobs. And then the ones around Mado are actually probably the hardest, but the boss itself isn't that hard, so you can just have, like, a tank run through all the mobs and just, like, follow them. That's what I do on my monk. I just follow tanks running into all the mobs and get to Mado.
What about just, like, making a tank just run in circles and the rest of the DPS killing the boss?
Yeah, they could do that.
That's what we did in ETL when it came out. You drag the bosses, go around in circles, while the DPS kills the mage and the monk.
Yeah, it's a good comparison. You don't really need to do that, since in the spot that we all stand in for Mado, there's no mobs, really. They're like 10 feet away, but yeah, that's a good idea, I guess.
That's if you're like a crazy tank and just want to have fun.
Let's talk about some of the loot for the bosses. The only loot so far that we've said, we already said, like, the epic weapons drop, which is really cool.
They're very, very rare.
Yes, they are very rare. There's only been, I think, three drops, maybe, on Arcadian Forest in the last week.
We don't know about the Asian servers, but
yeah,
there might be more on those servers.
There's probably hacks on those, so they probably drop every single time.
Yeah, and some people probably farm them on dead servers with their guild.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably, like, more than that, but still.
Yeah, and the only other loot that drops from them is the mechanical gears, which is actually a really huge bonus for getting first hit. Like, even if you don't want to get the epics, just getting first hit and getting the mechanical gears is really helpful, since you only get 9 per day, and you get 5 from the 70 dailies. We have to kill 10 mobs, and then you get the other 4 from world bosses, because you get 2 per each daily kill. So
how much is better that?
You get 9 per day, but then if you kill the boss, you get 2 to 3. There's 2 to 3 that drop, so that's a really huge bonus. So you could get potentially 12, or actually you could get a lot, because you could kill all the world bosses, like get first hit on all of them. So let's say like 8 world bosses spawn, and somehow 3 drop on all of them. You get 24.
24.
Yeah, so yeah. You could get your gear in like a week, probably. If you got first hit and just did world bosses all day.
If I was you and I was level 70, I wouldn't do the dailies, like, not the world boss ones. I would just keep doing the world boss. I would do the world boss daily, then just keep killing them.
Yeah.
Because that would be more fun. I found the, like, level 70 quests hard to solo, so you actually need a team.
Yeah, I never solo them, especially on my monk. I usually roll with, like, the same team from my guild. And on my ranger, I can pretty much solo most of them, but it's a lot easier with the team.
It takes long.
Yeah. And then yesterday, I actually had like 3 DPSs with me. I had a melee monk, a ranger, and a mage. And we did the dailies so quick. Like, we didn't even need heal. We didn't need a healer at all. It was probably the fastest I've ever done dailies. So if you do a team of like full DPS with no monk or anything, you'd be fine. But I don't want to make monks feel left out, so go with a healer as well.
Talking about the update, we recently saw that melee monks got much better than before.
Yes, definitely.
And archers can now split shot while running.
Monks can pray while not staying in the same place.
Yeah, there's a lot of new things because they updated the skill trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Some people think they're unbalanced, but some people say that mage sucks now, but I think it's pretty good because... like, it's so hard to lose mana on Skyfire. If you use fire spells, it's, like, very rare to lose mana.
I'd say... I mean, we can talk about all those classes. First of all, I think that mages are really bad at, like, level 60 to 69. And then at level 70, my mage is actually Skyfire. At level 70, I'm a fucking beast. Like, I kill mobs so easily now. I mean, I can't believe it. Like, this is the best my mage has been. So I would say do not give up on your mages. Just level them to 70 and you will see how good they are. I mean, I can't say the same for Frost since I haven't specced into Frost. I just, like, specced into one point in it. But I'd say just wait it out. Try to get to 70 with your mage and then things will get really easy for you.
Yeah, mage is really fun now. It has a lot of, like, spells to use. There's a bunch of new spells to use as well.
Yeah.
So... check that out.
I don't remember if Elemental Finishing was a spell from before. Do you?
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was like the final spell on the Skyfire skill tree.
Yeah, that's really good now. I mean, it's not the final spell anymore, but sometimes it one-hits people, like, and it cools down really fast, so it just, like, hits in 1 second. But that doesn't happen too often, but it's really good since you can just run with it and not get hit while you're casting it, which is really cool.
What I like about Mage now is if you look at the new gear, I know it looks bad, the T3 for Mage, but
yeah,
it has, like, Spell Haste and Spell Critical. We always need Spell Critical, of course, even if we don't have Mage. But Spell Haste, right?
Yeah.
It's Spell Speed, so I think it reduces the spell time cast or something.
Yeah, Haste definitely decreases the cast time for all of your spells.
So, say you get a full 6 out of 6 set of T3, then, yeah, your mage is going to be pretty much overpowered.
The main bad thing about mages now is that they removed Barrage, which is one of the biggest upsides of mages for, like, dungeons and everything. So that's really the only downside I see for fire mages, at least.
Overall, they're still good.
Yeah. What about warriors? What's changed with warriors? One bad thing about warriors is that there's less morale to use now, for whatever reason. Like, you run out of it more quickly.
Honestly, as leveling as a warrior, 50 to 70.
Yeah.
As a DPS, I found it really fun. Mm-hmm. Even for, they say it's like unbalanced. Before, warrior was too overpowered, in my opinion, with dual wield. Now, I just use a two-handed weapon, and if you got a healer in your team, you can grab a bunch of mobs, and you can keep, Vortex in them. And it's pretty good because you can spam it after a while. And there's a new spell, I forgot the name now, but it increases your attack speed. and it can be stacked 3 times, so you actually hit pretty hard and fast. The only issue about the Warrior is the morale.
I mean, I've been leveling my Warrior a little bit. I'm not quite 70 yet, but I found it pretty fun. I mean, it's not as easy as it was before at level 60, but still a lot of the spells are really helpful. Like, this one, I forgot the name of the spell, but there's one spell that sometimes one hits mobs.
Decapitate?
No, it's not decapitate, it's another spell. It's like lacerate, but it's not lacerate.
I have no idea right now.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Is it DPS or tank?
It's DPS.
Nah, I don't know the names of that. I'm like used to tank, because I was always tank in the update. Yeah. Oh yeah, tanks. Tanks are pretty good, in my opinion. They don't take a lot of damage. Armor actually...
increased?
Is worth something now.
Oh, okay. Cool.
After the update, I had the same gear on my tank, and I just tried to do mobs. I found that, like, they hit you, but, like, they miss most of the times, or you just dodge them, or you lower their hit by, like, 50% or even more. And it's pretty fun, but they're having issues, like... they have a lot of attacks, but they can't get morale. My friend said that if you use Rampart and you just stack it 3 times, you can get morale, like, even if you're not in combat. So if you're a tank, just get that spell, and it's really helpful, especially when dungeons come out. I don't think we can old aggro on bosses, because that I haven't found a spell that old aggro. Swift Strike has been changed now.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we're going to do that.
I have no idea, but... I'm planning to become a tank for the new dungeons whenever those come out. I hope there's still a way to actually be a real tank.
Yeah. I've always been a tank since RKL.
Did you level as a tank?
From level 1 to 30, I leveled as a tank. Then I just mixed up with some DPS warriors.
Oh, okay.
And then I just back to tank at level 60. From 60 to 70, I did DPS warrior because it was much faster, in my opinion.
Let's talk about rangers.
Rangers, okay. You want to talk about archers or sins?
Yeah, I'll talk about archers, since I don't know a lot about sins. But archers are really good now. You can actually get a lot more vigor. And with split shot, it's basically like fire barrage for mages now. And
you can stun mobs?
Yeah. Rangers are basically like the new mages, in my opinion. Because you can just use split shot over and over and over, since it has no cooldown time. And it's crazy good. Rapid shot helps increase vigor as well, and snipe is actually a lot better now as well. It does a lot more damage this update.
I think snipe was always good, like, never let me down.
Oh, well, it might be because, like, our gear is better this update, but...
yeah, true. I'm still using my old gear, and it pretty much hits the same. But that's because of my gear, but yeah.
Yeah, the highest I've gotten with all of the old gear that I have, except for daggers and bow, which are all the Frosted Peak stuff, I get a 6,300 snipe maximum on the dummies in silence.
And that's not bad, because at level 60 we used to get 3k maximum, or like, but that's with buffs, like,
yeah.
Say 4k with... free scrolls of agility and stuff.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure it'll increase when we have like more 70 gear. And I only have like 2 pieces of the new stuff, so.
Since you use the old PvP gear for level 60s, and you get the four set bonus, you can actually keep stunning on a Sin. So I think that's I don't know if it's a glitch or they should patch that. Because they can keep stunning with the bonus, and I think that they can stay in sneak for longer than rangers, than archers, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And they can run faster in sneak.
Yeah, and I think the main thing that sins have an advantage over is that they now have a way to get health back, and when they smoke bomb, they get like almost full health now.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's probably like the biggest advantage of being a sin.
Yeah, so... pretty much all these classes we're talking about have been buffed a bit.
Yeah.
Every update we used to get nerfed on every class, especially monks.
Yeah, and I'm gonna rant a little here. I think that monks have been nerfed once again. We're definitely not as good. We lose mana super fast, and we have to pot a lot. And I really don't know why Gameloft keeps nerfing Divine Monks. Dungeons are easier only because we have more DPS now. Like, I did EHL a few times, and it's easier. But it's definitely harder to heal, and dailies are hard to heal, and you have to use a lot more mana pots, so...
The only thing they added that was better is using prayer of faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, while you're just spelling, or you're just doing another spell.
Yeah, so, I mean,
so that's not bad.
Yeah, that's good, but at the same time, you also lose more mana when you do that, since, like, you're praying, and you're not really gaining a lot of mana back, and then you're also doing other spells, which makes you lose a lot more mana anyways, so...
And, did they take, Divine Breath off?
No, it's still there. It's, like, the first skill on the tree. And this is going into Millie. Some people have said that Millie shouldn't use Divine Breath, since they have enough mana already, but my experience with Millie's at this update is that they do a crazy amount of damage. Like, Mantis Cudgel does crit now. It used to just stun, but now it actually does real crit, and it can kill mobs easily.
It used to, hit hard.
Yeah.
But now it's even, it's double as before.
Again, with Monks, now we have a lot less mana for whatever reason. And I don't know what people are talking about where Millies don't need Divine Breath, because I think that you actually might need it, since they're losing so much mana. And I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, like I'm using too many spells or whatever, but even if I use one spell, I lose a third of my mana for some reason.
You need this thing called, it's on the Swift Strike, and what the hell? It's on the Tiger Claw Strike.
Oh, okay.
It gives you mana if you get a double hit or a triple hit on a mob. So you get 5% of your mana back by hitting this.
Okay,
so
I need to spec more into my Millie then.
Yeah, I've been a Millie since RKL came out, and people used to not like Millie.
Yeah.
It was so hard to find teams. And now that goes to the people's face who said that Millies were bad.
Yeah. One problem that we're going to run into is for the dungeons when everyone's a Millie and no one's a Divine Monk. I mean, I'm always going to be a Divine Monk since I have a Divine and a Millie. But I'm imagining a lot of people aren't going to be.
Yeah, since they made Divine harder, then people who are Millie and then will have that issue that we had previous updates that there won't be enough Divine Monks.
Yeah. I mean, as we were talking about, with Mages, they were really bad at level 16 and they got better at 70. It's probably the same with Millies. I mean, they're really good now with the DPS, but they don't have a lot of mana at level 60, so I'm guessing once I spec more into it, by level 70 I'll be a lot better with mana, so...
Yeah, with the new gear and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new gear for Millies? It looks so good. It's like T1, but it's blue.
I haven't tried it on yet, but I probably should.
You have to try it. It looks so good.
I mean, it's like Gameloft really wants no Divine Monks left. They nerfed Divine, and then they made Millie awesome, and they made their gear actually look good, so...
I don't know, for DPS themes for dungeons, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work out. And maybe that's why they came up with the level 70 update, since all these blues are worth so much, people can just get tons of gold and then just buy health pots and they won't need monks anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they want.
Well, that's an issue fixed, but what's David going to do?
Yeah, I know, what the hell. I mean, luckily I do have a Millie, so I guess I can play him, but...
They made Divine Monks worse because David is a Divine Monk.
Yes, that's exactly it. They're getting
and
revenge.
That's not right.
Because I always rant about Game Off, so they're getting revenge.
Don't blame CineSide this time.
Yeah, blame me. So let's talk about the future of Order and Chaos.
Okay, next year there's going to be a level cap to level 85.
So oh my god.
For Chaos for a year.
Please, no. No. That would suck so much.
Keep playing Order and Chaos.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible that every 2 years they are going to have a level cap. I think that's actually worked out well.
It's going to suck if it becomes level 100.
Well, yeah, but I think it's just going to be every 10 levels, like World of Warcraft, since this game is like a clone of that.
Didn't World of Warcraft go straight from 70 to 85?
No, it went 70 to 80, and then 80 to 85, and now it's at 90, so they're doing like every 5 levels. And a lot of people were complaining at first about the level 70 cap, but most people are now fine with it.
I didn't get what's to complain. The game gets boring once you're level 60 and you have nothing to do.
Yeah.
If they didn't raise the level caps, it was going to be the same for the for the rest of our lives.
I mean, it had to be.
If you found that fun, then for you, make a private server.
Yeah.
Play it as level 60, I don't know.
I mean, either they raise the level cap or the game dies. I mean, which one do you guys want? So, I would rather they raise the level cap. And I think every 2 years, if they plan to do that, like raise the level cap every 2 years, that's a good idea. Since eventually we'll get bored of the level 70 content. All the people who are quitting right now and saying they're like, they see no reason to play, I think they're going to be back when there's more endgame content. And they'll be behind, but they'll still continue to play if they're hardcore, so... All the people who are quitting, just don't assume that they're actually quitting, because I don't think they are.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of old people from old guilds join the game, because, like, there'll be no point doing dungeons if you know the level 70 cap is going to come out soon.
So, the future of War and Chaos, what we expect to see besides, like, level caps for levels...
We are hoping for dungeons.
Yes, definitely... We need to see dungeons, like, that's what GameOff likes to do. They release one dungeon, and I'd actually like to see maybe two dungeons, one update. That'd be really cool. Like, this next update, even they could add two dungeons.
Even seven?
Seven?
yeah. I don't know. Just more than one.
And one area where it looks like a dungeon might be released, that area at Underrealm with all the robots, there's some portal thing, there's some, like, entrance that looks like it could be a dungeon entrance. So,
there's a lot of places that look like a dungeon entrance. There's one that it was on the game since the start, and it's in the desert.
Uh-huh.
It's next to that...
The dragon.
City.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like a dragon gate. There's a dragon in front of it called Anar Tien or something. And like, that looks like a dungeon entrance. So, yeah, there might be a dungeon there. I don't know.
I mean, that's a good point, just because, like... It's possible that they haven't added any dungeon entrances yet, and we're just, like, pretending that there are. And, like, I highly doubt that they're going to add new dungeons to the old areas, and I think they're just going to add them to the new ones. So, one complaint that people have complained about, which is really funny, I think, is that there's now robots in the game, and if there's a new robot dungeon, how do robots come into a fantasy game? It's kind of strange.
I actually look at the other robots. No, Tessitus, we don't like them. Because, like, I don't know, they make the game different from the other ones.
Yeah,
you
I mean...
You just go on a freaking RPG game and you see robots, plus you see orcs, undead, elves, and all this stuff, men dolls.
Yeah.
That's weird, but that's what makes the game weird and fun at the same time.
Yeah, and there's not really a lot of lore or story in this game, so... Robots could definitely fit in. I mean, there's probably not going to be a robot class anytime soon, but GameLoft is being creative, which I think is really cool. And although robots are kind of like a widespread kind of thing, they added it into a fantasy game, which is really cool. And it shows that they're actually like trying to do some creative stuff. And I mean, most robots look the same, but these have a little bit of variation from other robots I've seen in other games, so... I think it's pretty cool.
They didn't actually copy from any other game, and that's what makes it cool.
In the future, I hope they add, like, more new mobs and more new classes that are, like, creative, actually.
Plus, why would you complain? There's, like, only two areas with robots. Plus, the level 3, the T3 gear exchange thing.
Souls and our old gear are basically worthless now, unless they add new soul stuff next update, which they could. And I think that they should do that.
Yeah. Because I feel sorry for all those people that saved up souls. I know, like, one of my dear friends, he has a chest full of souls, plus he's capped.
Yeah.
So I feel sorry for him, because he's been saving up souls since he knew about the update.
But also, if you think about it, it's possible that there won't be souls anymore, because people could just do the old dailies, and those would be so easy to do, and they could get souls. And this is also a distinction between, like, old stuff and new stuff. Souls seem more, like, fantasy-themed, and then mechanical gear seems more, like, future robot-themed. So,
futuristic.
Yeah, so I think they're going to keep going with, like, the mechanical gears for a while, and that's going to be the new currency.
Or maybe, like, make something that you need souls and mechanical gear to get.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
For the upgrade book for the T3 gear to make it epic.
Yeah, and then I think if it's both of those, then I think people could get away with doing the old dailies too, because that's not the only thing you're doing.
Yeah, so GameLoft doesn't have to remove them or, like, change it with something else.
Yeah.
because right now they have no point. They only give some XP. You should not do it in that good if you do it at level 60 to 69. Yeah, that's all.
So one thing that I do want them to do, and I don't think they're going to do it now since they already made it this way, is make mechanical gears like appear on your character screen, you know what I mean? Like where souls appear.
Like the souls?
Yeah, and I mean now it's just taking up bag space, and we're going to get probably a ton of them, and we're just going to have like no bag space, and we're going to have to buy runes for more bag space.
That's why.
They want more money.
They want more money and more rooms for us.
That's really clever by Gameloft, but it's also really freaking annoying, so...
There's always one thing that they have to get money from in every update.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they couldn't get it from Exhaust Tabs, so they had a rune sale so that people can buy Essences of God, which are completely overpriced from what they used to be. If someone had leaked information that Essences of God would be so useful this update, Gameloft would have lost a ton of money because people would have bought them for cheap last update. I think.
Or even like at the start when Essences of God used to be, they were used to upgrade like the old blue craftable gear. What I would like Gameloft to do is add an auction house in Generator's Temple.
Yeah, they need to add more auction houses. Like the only two are at Greenmont and...
There's three.
Oh, there's three?
One in the desert, one in Belshaw, and there's one in Greenmont.
Oh yeah, that's true. So... Yeah, they definitely need to add more auction houses because I don't feel like going to the lag zone of Greenmont every day.
They should add one in Cold Ring, and one in Generator's Temple.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what I reckon.
Because those are the two like main areas in the new update.
Yeah,
so.
I see a lot of people dueling in Generator's Temple.
Yeah, and I mean that
just popped up there from the dailies.
That actually reminds me of like the level 60. Because people used to duel outside of Suspended City all the time. That was one thing that people used to do.
That was fun.
Yeah, so if you run out of like endgame content and if everyone gets all their gear before Gameloft releases the next update, people will probably resort to like dueling at Generator's Temple, which would be really cool too.
I think there's already some Asian with probably full T3.
No way. Well, I mean, like, if they glitch world bosses and like they go to every single one. Then yeah, they probably do have.
Well, he might be a ranger. He keeps on sneaking, so people can't see him, and he probably has full T3. No one knows.
Or probably he's on like a desolate server, and he's the only person there, and like he hacks so that he does a million damage, and he just like snipes the boss, and it dies. Yeah.
That'll be hilarious, but yeah. That's all we wish for, and dungeons, of course.
Yeah. But one thing that we've always wished for, which they've never added, is raids. And I'm not 100% sure how raids work, but I know they're a lot like dungeons. Except there's a lot more people that are allowed on the team. So you could have, like, your whole guild go in a raid, which would be really cool.
What I want is teams of five.
Teams of five. Well, yeah, I mean, that's one thing that they never added, which they should.
Because, like, when they made the Mendel class, I thought they were going to add teams of five, so you can have an orc, an undead, an elf, a human, and a Mendel.
Yeah, that's really stupid. Four. I think if they add another class, like if they make another class, then they'll make teams of five.
If they do make another class, I hope they make they don't make it better than the other ones, because that would be freaking annoying.
I think they should do something original, like they did with Mendels. I mean, no one's ever really made a Mendel before. In any other game, so they should make a class, not like a paladin or something like that.
That's already copying the
Mendel. Yeah, they should just make something completely new, a new class that actually does something pretty cool.
What about they make like a ranger that uses mage spells with his arrows? I don't know.
Wouldn't that just be a mage?
Or a middle monk that has two crossbows, a divine monk that's a middle monk at the same time.
A priest that's actually not nerfed, that'd be good. Like, that can actually heal stuff.
A priest. Yeah, they should make a priest.
So, what else should they add? I mean, we've talked about raids. And raids are kind of like world bosses, but, I mean, there's mobs there's more bosses and stuff.
Like, as many people can go, right?
Yeah, and it's not, like, complete chaos, and it's not in a PvP arena. So
there's not people trying to... There's no guild wars.
There's no... first hit bullshit where people just get the first hit and they get the loot, like everyone would roll on it, which makes it fair. And I think they should actually make it so that only the class that can equip it can roll on it, so it doesn't show up for anyone else. That's definitely one thing they need to do for dungeons and raids if they add those.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I've actually never played World of Warcraft.
I mean, I never have either, but I've seen videos of it. Maybe we're, like, expecting too much, though, from an iOS MMO. I mean, I can still dream sometimes, so.
We can dream.
Yeah. So, I think that's pretty much it. Is there anything else that we want to see? Like, besides more mounts and pets that buff? Can't really think of anything else.
How about the people let us know? They can comment on this video and let us know.
That's a great idea.
And we can talk about it in another video.
Yeah, I'll actually make that the question of the week, so. What do you want to see next in Order and Chaos? That's my question of the week. Like, what do you want to see?
Comment,
tell us.
Subscribe, like.
Yeah, he knows what's up. He knows what's going on.
I know what's going on here.
Yeah, all right. So I think that's pretty much it. We had a really long discussion, so I'm going to have to edit this. But
54 minutes.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a Skype call, but the video is probably like 44 by the time I edit it. So that's it, guys. Thanks for watching, and thanks for putting up with us for the last 50 minutes. So we will see you next time.